It's time for the Pigskin Report, a weekly look at Texarkana High School football, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. Coming up, interviews with coaches, a recap of what happened last week, along with the matchups tonight and predictions. Now with the Pigskin Report, here's your host, John Williams.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Pigskin Report, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. I'm John Williams. Well, it's going to be a big night of high school football across the area because this is the final night of the regular season. It's make or break time for the playoffs. But before we get to that, we're going to talk a little bit about what went on last week. Texas High went on the road and did a lot towards making the state playoffs with a convincing road victory over Wiley East. Tigers cruise to a 40-13 victory, and simple math says Texas High will make the playoffs if they win tonight. If they don't win, then it gets kind of problematic. You get into tiebreakers and points and things like that. But Tyrell Miller came off the bench last week and did a great effort rushing the football. Quarterback Ryan Sellers, playing in his second district game of the season, fired several huge touchdown passes, including a couple on fourth down, as the Tigers built a 21-7 halftime lead and really took control in the second half. The Texas High defense has been stellar at some points during the year. They completely throttled down Wiley East attack, especially on the ground. They didn't give up much of nothing. And Coach Jerry Stanford has those Tigers playing their best football of the season overall just at the right time. Meanwhile, Liberty Isla was on the road last week and went into Pittsburgh. It was a game that really had a lot to say about whether these two teams were going to make the playoffs, and the Pirates came out on top in that game. Final score 33-6. The Pittsburgh defense was tough on the Leopards throughout the night. Liberty Isla did get on the scoreboard in the fourth quarter with a touchdown, and so Pittsburgh will be making the playoffs. Liberty Isla will not, but the coach, Coach King, we met him up here. He's a class act. He's a good guy. He's a young coach. He's going to get that program turned around. He's got a great future. I've been able to watch some of their younger players, and they've got a lot on the shelf, as they say, that's going to be coming in. Next season and the following seasons will be much better for Liberty Isla. Meanwhile, Arkansas High last week kept their Battle of the Bridge trophy as they defeated the Hope Bobcats, shut them out at Razorback Stadium. Final score there was 53-0. I mean, the Hogs dominated from the opening whistle and ran away with the shutout victory. Between the Razorback running game and some big passes and a host of forced turnovers, it was no problem for Arkansas High. They piled up a 47-0 halftime lead, which put into effect the mercy rule during the second half. That is where the clock runs continuously, and you get it over with pretty quick. And that's what happened. Razorback running back Torrey Blair had over 50 yards and a couple of scores. And quarterback Braylon Bishop, he had probably his best night of the season. He tossed for over 200 yards and several touchdowns. And the defense pretty much throttled the Bobcats at last Friday night. And finally, the Pleasant Grove Hawks had senior night last week at Hawk Stadium, and they completed their third straight undisputed district championship. Now, Spring Hill scored first, kind of shocked the Hawks, but they went on a run after that, and it was a 49-21 halftime lead for the Hawks. Went on to win it easily by a score of 63-21. And despite being without several of their senior leaders due to injury, the Hawks dominated another district opponent, Nick Martin, who plays a lot on defense. He had a terrific night rushing the ball, over 150 yards, in fact, and the Hawks rolled up 550 yards on offense, and most of that was on the ground, not much need for passing the football when you're running it that well. A majority of the second half saw a chance for Coach Gibson there to rest his starters and give the backups and the future of Pleasant Grove a little bit of a showcase. And, of course, the defense, after giving up that early drive, put the clamps on the Panther offense, and it made for a good night for senior night last week for Pleasant Grove. So that gets you caught up on what happened last Friday night. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about tonight's final regular season football action and all the implications involved with that. You're listening to the Pigskin Report on 103.9/98.5MyPigRadio.com, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day. I'm John Williams.
Do you love Texarkana sports? Visit Texarkana Game Day on Facebook and stay up to date with all the latest on football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, and much more. Texarkana Game Day is a video production of TXK Marketing Agency put together for our community. Catch interviews with coaches and players, as well as live broadcast of Texarkana games on Friday. Check out Texarkana Game Day on Facebook and join the excitement and community of our local sports scene now. The summer has been smoking, so Investment Housing is giving away a free Pit Boss smoker with every new home sale. Since 1981, Investment Housing has been giving Texarkana affordable options for buying quality homes. Always dreamed of owning your own house? Investment Housing can make your dream a reality. Stop by today to see their wide selection of in-stock models, 4401 South Lake Drive in Texarkana, or check them out online at investmenthousing.net.
Welcome back to the Pigskin Report on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texas County Game Day. I'm John Williams. Looking at tonight's contest, first of all, Pleasant Grove is not playing tonight. Coach Gibson, I have to admit, he is a smart cookie. He's done this the last several years. He scheduled his bye week or his off week during the regular season to be the final regular season game. So, in effect, that gives the Hawks 2 weeks to heal up and rest up for their first playoff game, which will be next Friday night. So good move there by Coach Gibson. Knowing he's got a really talented team, knowing he's going to be in the playoffs, this gives them a chance to get some rest and heal up some injuries. He expects them to be at full strength. The only two players that got injured during the season that will not be involved will be Connor Sandfield, who is an offensive lineman, and Jackson Cobb, who was a receiver and played defensive back. Both of them, unfortunately, had season-ending injuries. But the rest of the people who've been a little banged up, Bruce Garrett, the running back's been a little banged up, even the quarterback Ben Harmon, several others, been kind of nursing some injuries. He says they'll be at 100% when they come back next week to start the playoffs. And they'll find out after tonight exactly who they're going to play, and then they'll set a date and time and place for that playoff game. So Pleasant Grove is off tonight. Everybody else is in action. Liberty Isle is going to end their season at home against the Gilmer Buckeyes, and it is senior night at Liberty Isle. This gives the community a chance to come out and say thank you to the senior athletes who contributed so much to the Liberty Isle cause over the past 3 or 4 years. So they will be honoring those seniors tonight. And, of course, like we said, this will end the season for Liberty Isle. They're not going to make the playoffs this year, but things look very bright for Coach Clint King and his staff. They got a lot of good players, a lot of athletic players coming up in the next few years, and it'll give them a chance to get their feet steadied there as they get into their off season for their second year at Liberty Isle. Texas High is hosting Mesquite, West Mesquite. That game's going to be played at Tiger Stadium at Grimm Park. That is also senior night for the Tigers as they get a chance to honor their senior athletes who have contributed so much over the past 3 or 4 years. And it's also a big matchup for the Tigers against West Mesquite because Texas High victory will automatically put Texas High into the playoffs. If West Mesquite was to win, that would make it a little more complicated for the Tigers as you'd get into some tie-breaking issues and things like that. And also, there's another game being played, John Tyler and Sherman. So it's kind of complicated. We won't get into the higher math on that, but Texas High wins tonight. They should be in the playoffs. And I look for the Tigers to pull that game out tonight. Playing at home, the quarterback Ryan Sellers, this will be his third straight district game to play in. I think they're going to be firing on all cylinders. And I look for a Texas High victory and for them to make the playoffs. And finally, Arkansas High is going on the road to take on the DeQueen Leopards in the Razorbacks' final regular season game. Razorbacks should win this game easily, okay? Not to put DeQueen down or anything like that, but they're having a little bit of an off year, kind of similar to Hope from last week. So I look for Arkansas High to easily handle the Leopards tonight up in DeQueen. Torrey Blair should have a good night rushing the football. The defense probably going to force some turnovers again like they did last week. And Braylon Bishop, the quarterback, is coming into his own at the right time as we head into playoff time. So look for a big victory tonight for the Razorbacks. And here's kind of how it cuts on the Razorbacks getting a home playoff game. They have lost two conference games by a total of 4 points, a combined. So they were close to running the table and being the district champions, but, you know, hey, ifs and buts, candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, is what Dandy Don Meredith of the Cowboys used to say on Monday Night Football. But the Razorbacks will have a home playoff game if they win tonight, which they will. You can check that one off. And if Hot Springs Lakeside defeats the Hot Springs Trojans, Arkansas High will have a home playoff game next week. It's just that simple. Now, if Hot Springs Trojans meets the Hot Springs Lakeside team, then you get into a complicated deal involving points and things like that. And somebody smarter than me will have to figure out who gets the home playoff game. But simply put, if Arkansas High beats DeQueen, which they will, and Hot Springs Lakeside beat Hot Springs, which they should, then the Razorbacks will have a home playoff game next week, and we'd all like to see that. So that is a rundown on tonight's action. And, of course, a lot of area teams, most all the area teams are in action tonight, so a lot of playoff implications on the line for other teams around our area. Get out and support your favorite team tonight, and good luck to all of them. And we'll kick off the playoffs next weekend. So join us again next Friday for another edition of the Pigskin Report, brought to you by Investment Housing and Texarkana Game Day on 1039-985-MyPigRadio.com. I'm John Williams.
You've been listening to the Pigskin Report, a weekly look at Texarkana High School football with John Williams. Join us again next Friday at this same time for the Pigskin Report. Good luck to all the area high school teams, and get out and support your favorite team tonight.